This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks very much for what you do. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. When Parler comes back, we'll be back over there. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch. com. And joining us for hour number one, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to start with a story coming out of your state. We talked about this a while back when it was only around $10 or $11 billion in fraud. But California officials are now saying the state's unemployment benefits fraud mess that's going on is now up to around $14 or $15 billion with a B, and it could get to be a lot higher because they don't even know if they've got, besides the prisoners that applied for unemployment, they're finding thousands, you heard me right, thousands of dead people that got unemployment.
It is absolutely crazy.
What the hell?
Yeah, and some of these estimates, by the way, the numbers I'm seeing now, they could range up as high as $31 billion because roughly 10%. Yeah, mm-hmm. Roughly 10% of all of those unemployment claims that California sent out during the coronavirus pandemic could be fraudulent. 17% are under investigation right now. It's gone so far, Captain, as California has had to hire, I think, a third-party contractor to help verify those people that they're identifying.
Now, stop right there, to help verify. They never did it to begin with.
Well, right. Yeah,
they just took the forms and just said, boom, money, money, money. That's all they did.
Exactly right. And so now they say, well, we were overwhelmed by the pandemic and all the stuff going on, but that's really no excuse because billions of dollars are literally going out fraudulently. Can you imagine, Captain, how it could have helped legitimate claimants, people who legitimately needed those funds to help them get through the pandemic and so forth? And California has financial problems. Boy, do we, and this is one of the big reasons.
They just merely allowed these claims to go through without ever even vetting them at all. It's obvious. You just said the key thing there when you said what you did. And somebody should get fired over this. We're up to $14 or $15 billion, and you're telling me it could be $31 billion worth of fraud? That what could that money have been used for, Kyle?
Well, it could have been used for any number of things.
Yeah.
for infrastructure in California and helping people through the crisis.
Yeah. Now, I want to mention before we go to break here and take our first caller, I want to mention that Joe Biden yesterday called the 1776 Commission report that was done just before Donald Trump left, and it was on the official White House website, offensive, and said it was full of lies. And he said that's why he got rid of it. Now, they've replaced it with the 1619 Project, which is a bunch of nonsense and is full of lies.
Well, right. I would encourage President Biden to actually read the
American history? Read American history book?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, because exactly, you know, what we know about American history, unfortunately, you know, they want to change it all around, or they want to reinterpret it, or all these kinds of things. But the notions, and I'll tell you this, I mean, America's had its problems and still does to a great extent, but the notion of freedom, equality, so forth, the genesis was there with the founding fathers. They lived in a particular system, but they created a system that could change and change in the right moral direction. That's the system that gave us Martin Luther King Jr. That's the system that gave us civil rights movement and so forth. And that's what, you know, we're supposed to head in the right direction. And decent people feel that way, I think.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. And situation we have going on in the Middle East right now, because we'll be taking our break here in just about 30 seconds. The situation we have going on in the Middle East right now is really, really, really close to being war, because Israel has made a statement. No holds barred. The statement is pretty simple. If the United States and Iran go back into nuclear talks, the Iran nuclear talks, they are now saying that they believe that Iran is just weeks away from having a warhead that they could target Israel with. Now, the problem is we know they've had their nuclear devices. They just haven't had any way of getting it to Israel with any accuracy. And now Israel says they're just a matter of a few weeks away, and they are not going to allow that to happen.
Well, that's right, Captain. If you were sitting in Israel right now in the proximity there,
and you knew somebody had a nuclear bomb that didn't care for you, pointed at you, or missile rather? Yeah.
Exactly right. Yeah, you might have to feel no other ability other than to take action.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to break, and we're going to take our first caller when we come back from the break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a busy night again. Busy, busy, busy night. By the way, Congressional Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is on his way to Florida to talk to Donald Trump. How'd you like to be a fly on the wall in that meeting? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. And this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, is brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the makers of that great product called Relief Factor that I take religiously at least twice a day. Now, I take it when I get up to take care of the pains and the aches and that I have when I first wake up and get out of bed, because I wake up with back pain, with leg and ankle pain, and sometimes pain in my hip or pain in my knee, too. That's all related to what goes on with my left foot and ankle. And I take the Relief Factor, and right away it cuts the edge, and it starts to work, and I feel better. Now, by the time the show comes around, or close to it, around midnight, I take it again, because I have to sit here all night long in a chair until 6 o'clock in the morning. So guess what? I make sure that I have my foot elevated and I've got that product taken. But the reason it works for me is simple. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 are natural ingredients that help the body's natural response to inflammation, and it goes right straight to the source to alleviate pain and even get rid of it altogether. Now, it's 100% drug-free. There are no narcotics in this product. That's another reason I like it. It supports a healthy response to the inflammation, the problems that you're having, and decreases the discomfort that you're in. And it also helps to support the healing process. It supports healthy joints and muscles. Now, you can get started for $19.95. That's the three-week quick start for $19.95. And I suggest people take it to begin with the way it suggests to go, and then just lighten out a little bit and see what happens. Some people can get by with once a day. Some people can get by with once every other day. But the website to go to is relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 1995 three-week quick start, and you'll find out what I already know. It gets rid of the problems that you got if you got nagging aches and pains and swelling in any part of your body. So there you go, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We have got Mr. Mike on the telephone from Clearwater. Let's see what he has to say. Go ahead there, Mike.
Hey, Professor. Hey, Captain. I ordered the Quick Start, Captain, by the way, because I have trouble with my knees, and it does work. So I'll just let the people know that.
How long have you been taking it? I need to get.
I think this is about a little over a week.
Okay, good. All right.
And it really helps.
All right, go ahead.
So, all right, Kyle, the captain and I were bantering back and forth while we were waiting to come back on the air. And we had a little bit of a disagreement, but I'll run it by you to see what you think. Now, already Biden has done some things that are probably big mistakes on his part. The energy, he killed that, and now he's going after. So I read a report that said that because the Democrats are doing all of these things and killing all of these jobs, and with the upcoming pretty much guaranteed acquittal of former President Trump, that, you know, this could reinvigorate the Republican or the whatever party Trump aligns himself with, the MAGA patriots, whatever it comes out to be. So I told the captain, I think that all of these politicians, when President Trump first came into office, were, number one, shocked that he even won, because I honestly believe that they didn't think there was a snowball's chance in hell that would happen. And then I believe that once he did win, they were terrified of him, because unlike your run-of-the-mill politician, he wasn't bought and paid for. He could go up there and say and do whatever he was on his mind and not have to worry about what the ramifications of that were. So I think that because of these blunders that Joe Biden is making, I mean, you still have people out west that are rioting, which you don't hear about in the mainstream media, but they're still doing what they did last summer. I think 4 years from now, we have a shoe-in. So here's my question, Professor. Am I right in assuming that these people were terrified of Trump and probably still are? And do you think that after 4 years of the destruction that Biden's going to wreak on this country, that we'll be able to get everything back, the White House and both chambers of Congress? And I'd like to hear what you have to say on that.
Thank you, Mike. Okay, you first, Kyle, because I've got something to say.
Well, sure. Well, that's a great question, Mike. I think that, yes, when Trump first came into power, and it was a pretty big shock to all of the Washington regulars, you know, they tend to go to where the support is or the power is, and they want to glom onto it. And case in point, now that Trump is has had a real hard fall at the end of his presidency, a lot of them are running for the hills or running to go and try to rebuild their own brand, basically. If we put a couple of years on the Biden administration and we see if the Republicans take over or can take over in the House in 2 years, that will be a big indication, of course. But certainly 4 years down the line, all these different things, and you mentioned, Mike, about the things that President Biden is doing right now. Well, he's killing jobs. He's making things tough on Israel. Just all these different things that he's doing. Pack that into 4 years. We don't know what things are going to look like, and whether or not somebody would be a shoe-in. That's a good question, but I think they'd only be able to be a shoe-in if they truly came in to, and they weren't a garden variety Republican candidate. They'd have to be somebody who had the Trumpism ability, but maybe not some of the same personality traits and this kind of thing that it turns some people off, unfortunately.
Are you finished?
Yep.
Okay. When Donald Trump first came down the escalator with Melania, about two-thirds of the Republican Party was shocked. About two-thirds. Because about one-third of the Republican Party, known as the Freedom Caucus, in the House of Representatives, as well as some of the senators, and remember, that's a good old boys club, they weren't shocked at all, because they felt that this country needed someone different than the run-of-the-mill average candidate, because we were getting the same old with the people we had in there, which is a definition of insanity. The results you get, that's the definition of insanity. So they wanted to try something new, and they were happy, and a whole bunch of people got behind Donald Trump. Now, as the election went on, and Donald Trump proved that he was going to be the front runner, then people started to come to him. It took a long time for Ted Cruz to come to his side, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Even longer for Lindsey Graham, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And some of the other folks that were in there that he put down, Even his friend Chris Christie, who started out to begin with and then was blown out of the water, and he started talking against Donald Trump, and then he's on again, off again, Chris Christie. Rudy Giuliani stayed there with him. Of course, Rudy didn't run. But that's what happened there. And as far as right now, the Republican Party, if you take a look at the polls that are out there and the popularity that Donald Trump still enjoys, it's about a 23 to 25% plurality over all the Republicans because they keep polling the Republican Party. And about 17 to 19%, it's somewhere in that range, they just don't care. About 30% or 25 to 30%, somewhere in that range, they would not want to see Trump run again. And then the rest, which is the majority, a little bit more than 50%, about 56 or 7%, they would love to see Trump run again. But here's what's going on right now, and this is what Mike and I were talking about. He doesn't understand why the GOP just doesn't jump right back in there and say, well, we're going to support Donald Trump in 2024. Well, they have a policy, and it's a policy they've had for years, and I'm well aware of it. I've been through it before. When they don't have a candidate or when they don't have an incumbent in office, they don't endorse that person in the primary. They let the candidates in the primary determine who's going to be the primary winner, and then they step in and they endorse the candidate. And yesterday, Rona McDaniel, the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, came out and said that's exactly what they're going to do. The party has to stay neutral. And I explained to Mike that that's the way it is, that we just don't jump in there and say, well, yeah, we're going to endorse Donald Trump again. That's not the way it's going to be, and that's not what we do. So all of that being said, they've invited people to come speak at their meeting this coming month down in Florida, which may be why McCarthy's down here. They've invited South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, as well as Marco Rubio is going to speak. Ted Cruz is going to speak. And those are the people that they're going to have up there speaking. Now, Donald Trump may not show up at all, from what I understand.
Well, right, exactly. And again, you know, looking forward, you know, almost 3 years down the road, we just don't know what the political environment looks like at that point.
Yeah, and here's the latest poll that came from the Morning Consult Political Survey. By the way, Politico is not a conservative site. He's got 40, this is Trump. Trump has 42% support for the nomination, followed by former Vice President Mike Pence at 16%, followed by Donald Trump Jr., Senators Ted Cruz and Mitt Romney, all tied at 6%, and Nikki Haley has 5%. That's as it stands right now. Donald Trump standing in the party with his popularity has dropped 12 percentage points since the January 6th attack on the Capitol. No surprise there. All right. We got a caller on the line again. I'm going to find out who he is when we come back. I'll be back. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with me. Kathy, give him the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden signed several executive orders Wednesday aimed at combating climate change. The orders will move the federal government towards an all-electric fleet of vehicles, set a goal of doubling the nation's offshore wind energy output, and pause new oil and gas exploration on federal lands. Senator Ted Cruz says that last order will have large consequences. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that stopping oil exploration on federal lands will benefit the Middle East and Venezuela, not the U.S., nor the environment.
Among these orders, one of the things Joe Biden did is he shut down new energy exploration on federal land. Just shut it down, again, with a stroke of a pen. And by the way, you know who that helps? That helps Russia, that helps Iran, that helps Venezuela. That means America relies more on Middle East oil, sending billions of dollars to nations that are not our friends, and it pollutes the environment worse.
This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the 1 Hour Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And it's me again, and I'm back in this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, I am a customer, a client of Geico. I have been for about 15 years. So far, they have done everything they said they were going to do, and they've saved me money every year to boot. And that's what it's all about, not giving anybody any more money in your car insurance than what you have to, because if you're a safe driver, why should you? Now, Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the company, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and you can get a rate quote there, or you can get information on the agent closest to you who can supply you with all the information you need. Now, your car, the truck you're driving, maybe you've got a motorcycle, maybe you got an RV, an ATV, a boat, whatever you're driving, they can insure it. But here's the better part. If you bundle that policy with your homeowner's or your renter's insurance, you will save even more money. And the other thing is, safe drivers, you get a 10% discount every year. And this year, the insurance for everybody was dropped 15% because of the pandemic, which was a tremendous helper. They haven't said anything about raising their rates back up, but they did get a bunch of additional customers because that 15% discount applied to the new people, too. So go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and tell them the captain sent you. All right. First of all, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We have got the professor emeritus on the telephone line, Dan DeMann, up in Lafayette, Indiana. And Dan DeMann, what's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about the election and Trump and 4 years from now.
Yep.
Both you and Kyle are right. That's eight lifetimes from now.
Right.
2024. You got to really focus on the 2022 up year election.
Well, 2021, too. You need to start now with the locals.
Right. I think this year shot like 2020 with these executive orders. They're just going to be job killers. They're poison.
Yep.
But I will tell you this. You know, you listen to voters. They may have said something like, I like Trump's policies, but I didn't like his personality.
Yep.
But his policies, if you look at the down ballot from last November, his policies won nationwide big time.
Sure did.
I don't know if anybody else out there can be, even if it's as terrible as I think it's going to be, I don't know if any, maybe Haley. I listened to your percent, but that's a long time from now, but he's
right.
Still in his 40s.
And Trump was at that same level when he first started out. He was at the bottom of the heap.
Right, and I think he can pull it out again. That scares the Democrats more than anything, because I think the Democrats are the only ones that realize that he can win again.
Yeah.
So, you know, you look at this, and you look at the down ballot, you look where they're strong at. This is a time that Republicans should go out on a limb a little bit and court the AFL-CIO to come their way. The president, Jerry Sullivan of the union, just got his throat cut. He gave a lot of money to Obama and his two races for that XL pipeline.
Yeah.
You know, you might as well face the obvious. Democrats are the party of the environmentalists, not organized labor.
Right.
And Republicans should look. And as far as McCarthy goes, come on, he is as bright as this pop can, I'm hoping. He'll never make it.
John Kerry insulted everybody that was working in the oil and gas fields by saying, you'll have an opportunity someday to be, you'll have another area where you can go to work in someday. That's what he said. Instead of saying, we're going to help you right now, we're going to train you, retrain you, whatever. He didn't say that. He insulted them.
Well, I think, you know, like the last 10 elections, organized labor, their leadership goes Democrat, but the rank and file goes Republican.
That's right. You're right.
And you're not going to change leadership until the rank and file stand up to enough's enough. I don't want my money spent.
Richard Trumka, need to get rid of him.
Well, I remember when he was United Mine Workers Union president. Now he's AFL-CIO.
Yep.
The days of Roosevelt are over. The days of the New Deal are over.
Yep.
We should actively go out and bring him to us.
All right. Well, let me bring Kyle into this. Kyle, what do you think?
Yeah, I was going to ask Dan the man. Dan, because you talked about the idea, which I think is very important, and that is to have these union members and so forth, they can find a better home in the Republican Party at this point. Is there any impediment in terms of other policies that the Democrats typically represent? Is there some impediment to bring rank and file Democrats to the Republicans in terms of policy issues? Because I think the jobs and working are the primary ones. But are there any other issues that they would find that they wouldn't want to come to the Republicans for? And how would we navigate that?
I think it all revolves down to just a pure pro union. Now, Biden ran, I'm the most pro-union president ever to be elected. Well, you can't tell it after his first week.
No.
What you've got to do, you've got to bring those people in. Listen, they don't care about you. That's how you're going to – you know, I listened to Buttigieg. We're going to get rid of these 9,000 union jobs, but they'll get other good union jobs. And
sure.
Are they going to parachute out of the sky? Where do you get good union jobs in this country today? And I don't think McCarthy is an effective leader on this issue, or in the House for that matter, at least as he communicates to rank and file Republican voters. I don't see him going anywhere. As I've always said on this show, you're going to get one from the Midwest or the South. Right now, the question mark in the Midwest is Jim Jordan. Will he run for Portman's seat, or will he go for Speaker of the House?
Before you go anywhere, I'm going to tell you about something that fired up down here in Florida. I just got the paperwork on it yesterday. There was an FEC filing. The number is 1490249 for the MAGA, M-A-G-A, MAGA, Patriot National, Patriot Party National Committee. Now, so far, I think they're registering as a PAC, is what it sounds like. The committee collects contributions, pays fundraising expenses, and disperses net proceeds for two or three or more political committees, organizations, none of which is an authorized committee of any federal candidate. So that would be a PAC, correct?
Correct.
All right. And
it sounds to me like a super PAC.
Well, the person that filed this, the person that's the chairman of the board, lives down in Punta Gorda, Florida. His treasurer lives down there. His bank is down there, and I'm not going to mention any names, but I found the paperwork yesterday. It was supplied to me by somebody who said, did you know about this? And I said, well, I knew they were going to do it, but they've apparently already filed. So this is the MAGA Patriot Party National Committee. Right now it's just strictly a PAC.
Well, I hope that's all it stays.
Yeah.
And I hope it lives up to its title where it goes out and supports conservative activists, Republicans, because that's what this party needs.
Yep.
And it needs that bad. You know, yep. People got to remember the last time a president ran on a third party and won, which a lot of Americans don't even know this, was when Abraham Lincoln ran his second term. He didn't
right.
run as a Republican.
Nope.
Ran in the Union Party.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, you're going back, what, 160 some odd years now.
Yep.
A third party would be fatal for the Republicans, and it would be fatal for Trump.
And I remember Ross Perot, because I did vote for Ross Perot because I loved what he stood for, what he was saying. It made perfect sense to me. And he got 19% of the vote, which gave us Bill Clinton.
Right. And he didn't. And Ross Perot never carried a state. He didn't have any electoral college.
But he did. But they did win a governorship.
Yeah.
We got Jesse the Body.
Turned out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I got to run. But thanks very much, Dan.
Okay, and I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, that's Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. And that's all we got out of Ross Perot was Jesse the Body Ventura up in Minnesota. And I think everybody agreed after that was done that that was kind of a mess.
Well, right, yeah, but Ross Perot, the concept of Ross Perot and shaking it up the way that he did was sort of the forerunner of a Donald
yeah.
Trump presidency. Exactly.
Now, the one name that hasn't surfaced in all these Republican discussions is Mike Pompeo, who yesterday gave an in-depth interview. I think I saw him on Fox. I think that's where I saw him. I'm trying to remember. I believe it was Maria Bartiromo. Bartiromo had her on her program that she has. But the question is, what do you think about Mike Pompeo 2024? You could do a lot worse.
Well, Mike Pompeo, and again, it depends on what the environment's like down the road, but because Mike Pompeo, for example, is very smart when it comes to foreign policy. Obviously, he was the Secretary of State, but if we are embroiled into some real sticky problems in the Middle East, he might be able to speak to that in a national campaign, different than maybe other candidates can. So again, you just never know, but he certainly is a solid individual and would have a fair shot at it, I think.
All right, and I'm being reminded by Polly. Polly's up in Pensacola, Florida. She's saying, are you aware of the fact that our Congressman Matt Gaetz is traveling to Wyoming this weekend to take dead aim at Liz Cheney for what she has been doing over the uproar over the Trump impeachment vote, amongst other things, and that they are trying to challenge her? There's a candidate already that's going to run against her in the primary, and Donald Trump Jr. is also going to come up there.
Well, that's very interesting. But again, see, that's the thing. How do you go against political rivals like that? You bring in all your political stuff and go for it.
All right. Well, hold on, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. You're going to take a look at the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And yeah, we still got bad weather to talk about, especially out west. You guys headed over I-80 tonight. Pay attention. We're going to tell you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And yeah, we got a lot of weather to talk about. And it's brought to you by the pilot and Flying J nearest to you. When you see the pilot or Flying J, pull on in there. Find out why they are America's largest truck stop chain. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you in there and said you'd get a free cup of coffee if you walked up to him and told him that. And guess what? You will get a free cup of coffee on the Third Watch. Compliments of Flying J and yours truly. All right, well, here we go. We are going to get our car washed.
Always cool, and the boss don't mind sometimes if you're
talking about the car wash. And I'll tell you what, I am going to go get my car washed today. It's going to rain if I do it, guarantee you that one. But, Kyle, what do you think?
Oh, I love that one that goes all the way back to 1976. Rose Royce was the artist on that.
Exactly. Yep. And she had, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys in the band along with her. She was the singer doing the vocals. And they're still around. They're still around traveling. They are still a touring band.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
all right. Well, here we go. We're going to read the statement, and I'm going to give it to Kyle because what's going on out west is unmerciful. But a major winter storm with an active atmospheric river is inundating California right now. They're getting it over and over and over and over again. And it's going to be that way for the next few days, not just a day or two, the next few days, probably through the weekend, with a tremendous amount of moisture. Heavy to excessive rainfall is likely from central to southern California that is producing flooding along with mudslides in some areas, dangerous debris flows near the more recent and vulnerable burn scars, and a significant amount of snow is anticipated up in the Sierra with feet of snow and a couple of areas of snow right now. 6 to 9 feet is what they're supposed to get, and they've already got in areas up north of Lake Tahoe, up in the higher elevations, they've already got 6 feet of snow and still snowing. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, you're right, Captain. California is a total mess right now, and we're looking at a lot of weather coming in. Flash flood watch in Southern California, in Riverside, San Diego, San Bernardino, Orange County, Los Angeles County. We're expecting a lot of rain on Thursday night into Friday, and that's going to be just an enormous amount of rain, as you said, coming in. Mudslides are definitely possible because of those fires. And, of course, up as we go through the Central Valley, winter storm warning, blizzard warnings, of course, as we were talking about yesterday on the program. Those are persisting coming out of Reno across I-80.
Yep.
You definitely are still going to have almost impossible travel, and all of the different warnings are still in effect. And be careful and make sure that you have warm clothes, even food and water if you have to wait out some of these closures that are absolutely going to happen.
And it's a new dimension of cheese and crackers when you get stuck in the snow.
No kidding. It becomes a delicacy, I'm sure. But all those winter storm warnings in Northern California, this covers all over California, as a matter of fact, even the Yosemite Valley and so forth, and up into Southern Oregon, winter weather advisory there as you travel up I-5 towards Eugene, Oregon. Over in Idaho, in Boise, as you come down I-84 near Boise, Idaho City, Caldwell, these areas, you're going to run into the winter storm warning there. Same can be said for Idaho Falls, winter weather advisory there. This extends upwards into Montana towards Bozeman as you're coming across I-90. Bozeman checking in right now at 28 degrees right now. And, of course, Yellowstone National Park, Grand Tetons, Cody, Wyoming, you're going to have the winter weather advisory is on those areas as well. Casper, Wyoming, high wind warning as you travel on I-25, and high wind warning as you travel on I-80 near Elk Mountain in southern Wyoming there as well. So a lot of winter weather and a lot of low temperatures, not quite as low as last night. Butte was like 3 degrees.
Well,
last night's 25 right
you
now.
Want to see the cold temperatures? Here's where we go. Grand Forks, North Dakota, all the way across to Duluth, Minnesota. Temperatures below zero or near zero. Wind chill factor way down below zero in all those areas. So that's what the really cold temperatures are tonight, way up north, across northern Minnesota and across northeastern North Dakota. Now, also, a lot of unsettled weather conditions. The snow that we talked about last night has moved to the east a bit. The southern part of West Virginia, you've got snow all the way across, including the eastern part of Kentucky, northeastern, and on down the eastern quadrant of Kentucky. You got a winter storm warning right there along the Kentucky-Virginia line. So I-64, be prepared. You're going to be in it out west as you get west of Charlottesville, headed further west. Then also going up I-81, out of Tennessee. You're going to be running with the snow into the Smoky Mountain area over to the east as you get over towards North Carolina in the mountainous areas. You got a winter storm warning there. You got snow all across the northern part of North Carolina tonight, which pretty much encompasses the Piedmont Triangle over to Raleigh, on up into southern Virginia. The snow is just south of the Norfolk area, and it goes down to the Wilmington, North Carolina area. You've got some unsettled weather conditions on I-95 in South Carolina tonight, where there may be some icy roads from what we had there last night, and also some winter driving conditions in the central part of Tennessee, the central and northern part of Kentucky, the southern part of Indiana and Ohio from the snow that came through there yesterday. And in Florida, if you're traveling in Florida tonight, up I-75 from down the bottom, down Alligator Alley, you've got some fog, heavy, dense fog, halfway across Alligator Alley all the way to Naples and then on up to Fort Myers and into South Sarasota County. It's going to be patchy fog coming up I-75 all the way up through Central Florida. I-4 going across to Daytona from Tampa tonight. There'll be areas of patchy, dense fog. Also, you can have fog on the east side of Florida tonight at any time, I-95 from Miami north to Daytona Beach. So be careful. And when you get in the fog, slow down, because if you can't see, nobody else can either. And that's when bad things happen. Used to really bug me when somebody comes sailing up through there with a Greyhound bus. I hate to pick on the drivers, but a Greyhound bus or a tour bus doing about 75, 80 miles an hour, and they couldn't see any more than you could. And you'd see them at the last minute and your mirrors coming up behind you.
Oh, wow. That's got to be scary.
Yeah, well, just because they knew the road didn't mean that, you know, you knew the road. Because when it gets foggy, you can't see what's going on in front of you. All right, well, Kyle, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilots and Flying J's. Don't forget to pull on in there, and many of the pilots have got great food in there. Might get a Wendy's, might get an Arby's, might get a Pizza Hut, or you might get a full-service Dairy Queen, even a Subway sandwich or whatnot in there. But guess what? The Flying J's. I had a great lunch the other day when I was over there in San Antonio, just north of Tampa, and they had a Denny's restaurant in there, and they had the Denny's menu, and it was really good.
Very cool. Yeah, well, wherever you're pulling in at the Pilot or Flying J, chances are they're going to have something great that you've been thinking about on the road.
Yep. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch Hour number 2 coming in there. And if you want to opine, Kathy's going to give you the telephone number so you can do just that. And then we're going to hit it again with all the different stuff we got to talk about. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.